This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:11, and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And to kick things off, we've got Popet Popet Parliament, where we take you through updates straight from the Day One Rakyat. First up on the agenda was the country's dependence on foreign labor in sectors like construction and manufacturing, and whether there will be incentives to encourage more local workers to take up these jobs. Minister of Human Resources, Dato Sri M. Saravanan, says that the government plans to offer a social safety net that will attract more local workers.
Satu perkara kita sedar yang penting adalah hampir sebahagian besar daripada B40 tidak mempunyai safety net. They were not covered with insurance. Maka kerajaan sebagai insentif akan memastikan melalui perkeso membekalkan safety net ataupun jaringan keselamatan untuk semua pekerja. Itu salah satu cara kita menggalakkan warga tempatan melibatkan diri dalam sektor-sektor seperti ini. Yang kedua, setelah mengambil kira sektor-sektor tertentu, kerajaan telah memastikan kita tidak akan membuka sektor-sektor untuk frontliners. Seperti mana kita sendiri maklum, walaupun di minyak, stesen minyak, kita benarkan pekerja asing sebagai pump maintenance. Pada masa yang sama, kita tidak membenarkan pekerja asing bekerja di counter sebagai frontliner. Begitu juga kedai-kedai makan, kita membenarkan pekerja asing sebagai tukang masak. Tetapi dari segi frontliner, kita masih perlukan warga tempatan.
On the subject of workers, Batu MPP Prabhakaran asked the minister what the government is doing to help the 400,000 Malaysian workers currently stranded in Singapore and are considered unemployed. Prabhakaran added that this was brought up yesterday, but that the minister's answer wasn't satisfactory. However, the minister's latest response today caused a bit of a commotion, which didn't exactly lead to a comprehensive answer.
Saya kurang jelas dengan soalan yang berhormat Batu, walau bagaimanapun. Saya tidak boleh jawab mengikut cita rasa yang berhormat Batu. Kebetulannya, saya setuju. 400 pekerja
mana
asing.
Mana ada soalan tak jelas? Apakah tindakan asing yang berhormat terhadap isu pengangguran pekerja Malaysia-Singapura?
400,000 pekerja asing di Singapura telah kehilangan peluang pekerjaan. Ini bukan soal hanya di Singapura saja. Warga Malaysia kerja di seluruh dunia. Dan ini kita ada dalam satu keadaan krisis.
Betul yang Mohamad. Tapi semalam
dunia,
jawapan yang Mohamad bagi merujuk ya, kepada Muhammad Kementerian
Batu.
Republik.
Ini ya, masalah ni pagi-pagi tak faham bila orang bagi arahan.
Saya telah berbincang dengan Menteri Manpower di Singapura untuk memastikan nasib warga Malaysia dibela. Isu hari ini mereka kembali ke Malaysia, mereka belum bayar untuk saringan COVID. Itu je masalah. Dan kita cari peluang-peluang yang terbaik untuk membantu mereka.
That was Minister of Human Resources Dato Sri M. Saravanan saying that the welfare of Malaysians in Singapore will be taken care of, without elaborating on what exactly will be done.
So following that, the topic of flying cars reared its head again. Lumut MP Dato Wira Dr. Mohamad Hatta asked for a status update on the project and whether it was still parked under the ministry. The Minister of Entrepreneur Development and Cooperatives Dato Sri Wan Junaidi Tuanku Jaafar assured that the project is fully backed by the private sector and that the ministry is focusing on helping entrepreneurs recover from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Projek air mobility yang ada pada masa ini diterajui dan dibiayai sepenuhnya oleh sektor swasta. Projek ini tidak melibat sebarang peruntukan daripada kerajaan ataupun kementerian MIDAC. Hanya MIDAC berperanan sebagai pemudah cara kepada pembangunan usahawan PKS, tempatan dalam industri yang memfokus kepada perkhidmatan drone dan super drone.
So if you remember, when the flying car project was first revealed, the then opposition gave the Pakatan Harapan government quite a hard time. They were ridiculed and teased every time the topic came up in parliament. However, their stance has changed now that they have a better understanding of what the term flying car encompasses.
Sebenarnya, Ya Bohmat, kita banyak yang mencemuh ataupun mencaci apabila kita katakan kereta terbang dahulu. Ya, oleh menteri yang dahulu, tetapi sebenarnya istilah kereta terbang itu digunapakai sebagai generic name untuk urban mobility, khususnya di Amerika. Contohnya di masa sekarang di New Hampshire telah menubuhkan undang-undang untuk mengadakan air taxi berlandaskan e-VTOL ataupun vertical take-off and landing vehicle. Jadi dalam keadaan semikian, istilah yang diguna juga adalah kereta terbang. Tetapi kereta terbang bermakna drone dan super drone yang boleh diguna pakai menjadi kereta di urban centers mengatasi masalah trafik.
That was Entrepreneur Development Minister Wan Junaidi Tuanku Jaafar on the subject of flying cars. And my, what a change in tone
indeed.
On the flying cars.
Indeed.
I wonder where it should have started. Maybe the then minister who had first pitched it could have explained it better, or would it have required better listening and better research from the end of the then opposition? Well, we'll never know.
Yeah, and I'm curious how much funds we actually have at a time when we're trying to help businesses recover. But separately, moving on, there were also updates on what the Environment and Water Ministry have been doing since they were added to the cabinet back in March. Minister Datuk Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man says that they were working hard during the MCO to rid the country of other people's rubbish.
Kementerian ditubuhkan pada Mac, waktu COVID, ya. Dan betul-betul dalam waktu PKP ini, kita telah pun mengesan dan menghantar pulang 13 kontena yang mengandungi sisa toksik dan 42 kontena yang mengandungi bahan plastik ke negara asal. Untuk makluman baru-baru ini juga, saya sendiri turun ke Pelabuhan Tanjung Pelepas setelah kita mendapat maklumat ada 110 kontena yang kita dalam pengurusan untuk kita hantar balik ke negara asal, iaitu di Romania. Untuk makluman, 21 kontena yang kita hantar kepada Amerika Syarikat yang melalui Pelabuhan Kuching, dan 15 kontena Pelabuhan Pulau Pinang, di UK 1 kontena, Poland 1 kontena, Korea Selatan 2 kontena, Vietnam 2 kontena dan keseluruhannya 42 kontena. Dan berat keseluruhan kontena tersebut ialah 796,553 kilogram.
That was Datuk Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man, Minister of Environment and Water, with an update on the ministry's rubbish cleanup efforts since the ministry was formed back in March.
And finally, there was a question on Ops Benteng, which was implemented to tackle the smuggling of illegal immigrants as well as human trafficking. Padang Terap MP Datuk Seri Mat Seh Khalid wanted to know how effective it's been and whether corrupt officers and enforcement personnel have been arrested for human trafficking. Here's the Minister of Home Affairs with his response.
Ops Benteng ini telah diperkenalkan oleh kerajaan pada 1 bulan Mei tahun 2020 dan jumlah tangkapan yang telah kita buat adalah sejumlah 3,597 terdiri daripada parti berjumlah 2,625 dan juga jumlah tekong adalah 602 dan yang memberi maklumat atau subahat kepada kemasukan parti adalah seramai 370. Dan pihak kementerian dan kerajaan mengambil berat terhadap tindakan-tindakan yang dilakukan oleh penguat kuasa yang melibatkan Ops Benteng ini, di mana mereka telah memberi maklumat atau bersubahat untuk membawa parti di dalam negara kita yang kita telah buat tangkapan untuk penguat kuasa kita adalah seramai 25 orang yang melibatkan pegawai dan anggota polis seramai 18 orang, yang melibatkan tentera adalah 5 orang dan juga yang melibatkan pegawai immigration kita adalah 2 orang, iaitu sejumlah 25 orang.
You just heard Dato' Sri Hamza Zainuddin, the Minister of Home Affairs, speaking about the government's efforts to clamp down on human trafficking in the country.
And as always, if you'd like to weigh in on any of the issues raised in Parliament today, whether it's Malaysia's dependence on foreign workers or the flying car at this very interesting time, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be back with Li Xinying from BFM's news desk to talk about the happenings outside the parliamentary chambers. This is Popek Popek Parliament, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It is 5:22 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezrel and Kelvin, and we're continuing our segment on Popek Popek Parliament. And joining us for some insights straight from the Dewan Rakyat is BFM's news desk's Li Xinying. Hey Xinying.
Hi Hezrel. Hi Kelvin.
So tell us what's been happening outside of the parliamentary proceedings.
Yeah, so a couple of things. First up, Damansara MP, Tony Pua, held a press conference about his proposal to establish a special select committee to monitor the government's recovery of cash and assets related to 1MDB and SRC. He's planning to propose this to Parliament through an amendment on a motion of thanks to the King in the Dewan Rakyat.
I'm hoping to add the following words to the motion of thanks that was raised by the Member of Parliament for Pontian, that is by adding the flowing words, and resolves that a special select committee will be set up immediately to monitor, evaluate and propose measures to the government for actions taken and to be taken to recover cash and assets related to 1MDB and SRC International, including the settlements with Goldman Sachs, IPIC, as well as Riza Aziz.
So this is following the government's $3.9 billion settlement with Goldman Sachs, which was well below the $7.5 billion claim that the previous Pakatan Harapan government was asking for. Tony's concern is that other deals may be changed as well. His example was a case that was filed by PH to undo settlement agreements between Najib's then BN government and Abu Dhabi's International Petroleum Investment Company, IPIC.
Kita dengar sekarang dan kita bimbang tindakan mahkamah akan dihentikan dan satu penyelesaian yang asing akan dibuat dengan IPIC lagi seperti apa yang telah pun berlaku dengan Goldman Sachs. So walaupun belum henti lagi, Peguam Negara kata belum henti lagi, kita bimbang akan dihentikan dan penyelesaian dengan IPIC mungkin tidak memberikan manfaat yang paling baik kepada rakyat Malaysia.
All right, so that was Damansara MP Tony Pua with his suggestion to establish a special select committee to monitor the government's retrieval of cash and assets from all 1MDB and SRC-linked cases. So we'll be hearing more of those developments on Monday in Parliament.
So while we're on the subject of misappropriation of funds, Batu MP P. Prabhakaran took to the mic to express his shock at a daily parliamentary food feast attended by Perikatan National MPs that's allegedly being hosted at the expense of various ministries and JLCs. Here is Prabhakaran referring to a picture that supports his claim.
Ini adalah gambar whiteboard dalam bilik Ketua WIP. So saya ingin mohon penjelasan daripada Ketua WIP, adakah perkara ini betul? Di mana jadual yang diada depan saya ini daripada 13 Julai hingga 27 Ogos, maksudnya hari Parlimen, masa Parlimen, mereka telah mengadakan satu jadual yang siapa sponsor makanan pada hari tersebut. Saya ingin bacakan jadual ini dengan izin. 13 Julai, TMB. 14 Julai, UDA. 15 Julai, RISDA. 16, YB Menteri Perpaduan. 20, MADA. 21, SPNB.
So that's quite a comprehensive list. Does that go on and on, Xinying?
Yes, it does. The list goes on. It includes Prasarana, MOF, Amanah Raya, basically a different ministry and JLP calendared in for every day of the month.
Sekarang dalam suasana pandemik COVID ini, bila rakyat Malaysia tengah makan ubi kentang, mereka ni makan udang galah. Boleh nampak. Kita juga dapat rumus, ada juga menteri-menteri tertentu bungkus makanan tu untuk rumah. Di sini saya ingin tanya soalan kepada Ketua WIP. Apakah kepentingan jamuan makanan setiap hari ini dengan menggunakan peruntukan GLC dan kerajaan? Sebagai kerajaan yang prihatin, perlu menjaga kebajikan rakyat. GLC-GLC ini untuk membantu masyarakat menampung kos pendapatan, membantu dalam pendidikan, kebajikan, ekonomi, infrastruktur. Kalau boleh, bantulah orang tua yang dekat hospital bayar bil. Tapi ini satu hari, kos dia hampir RM10,000. So kalau berapa hari ini? 27 hari, RM270,000. Duit siapa ni?
RM270,000 a month for lunch for Pekatan National MPs, as it would seem. At least that's what Batu MP Pete Prabhakaran is speculating. Well, if it turns out to be true, if it is possible that this is the case, we'll wait to see if any Perikatan MPs come out with clarifications. Shin Ying, thank you so much for those updates.
Thank you. Bye.
And as, and on that note, of course, you can share your thoughts, whether it's on the speculated whopping lunch bill or the flying car or Malaysia's dependence on foreign labor, which we'll actually be covering later on in the show. Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
You know, I just have to hold it. I'm still really stuck on that apparent bill. RM270,000 a month,
I think,
just on lunch.
It's also the consistency of the lunch, isn't there? It's quite, I've never heard of these lunches happen before, you know, and you can let us know your thoughts. If you're working in a GLC, you know, maybe you can confirm, you know, what exactly goes on during these lunches. Very interesting. But in the meantime, we're headed to the 5:30 news. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.